The lesson from St. Matthew chapter 13. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Do you want us then to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.' These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen." Is this a plant or a weed? Gardeners have to learn this through experience. Is this a plant or a weed? If you're not sure, do you risk damaging your crop, or do you wait to see what the plant turns out to be? God watches over his garden, carefully planting it with the good seed of his word, watching it sprout up in faith and produce a good crop. God cares about each and every plant in his garden. He cares about you. Sometimes weeds look so much like the good plants. Does the gardener risk weeding out the good plants? God says no. When the harvest comes, we will see what are wheat and which are tares or weeds. Tares are specific weeds that look a lot like wheat, but they don't produce grain. In the church, we cannot read one another's heart. We cannot know for certain if someone has faith. There are people who go through all the motions but don't really believe in God. We can never know that. Only God can see into the heart. His servants cannot. And so hypocrites will remain in the church on earth, doing all the outward things of being Christians, while in their heart they ignore and reject God as true God. This is for God to know, for God to figure out. Maybe this is frustrating for us sometimes, but in ways it should be comforting, encouraging. The point is not that there are hypocrites. Every believer has some kind of sin. We should pray that those who pretend will come to believe the truth of the gospel. The point is that God is merciful and gracious. His servants cannot sort out true believers from hypocrites here and now, because God is not willing to lose one repentant sinner. God is merciful. God will seek out that one lost sheep. He will restore it to the flock. Maybe we think that elderly woman really isn't doing much for the church, but we don't know that she prays fervently morning and evening for the work of the gospel. Maybe we think that person who only goes to church very rarely isn't a devout believer, as devout as we are. But maybe that person is struggling with family or personal issues or being bullied or caring for a family member who is a shut-in. We are living in this garden where tares and wheat grow up together. Let's look at ourselves to be sure we are fed and nourished by the word of God. And let us love all those around us so that they too may know the forgiveness of God, which we have come to know. The reality will be revealed on Judgment Day. Yes, judgment is coming. But in Jesus, God views us who believe in him as righteous and sinless. Jesus tells us to look forward to that day of our deliverance. He says, "Rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. Rejoice that for great is your reward in heaven." The devil, meanwhile, will try to lead us astray. He will try to choke out our faith. He will tempt us with pleasure or worry or pride or fear. But God gives us comfort, strength, and certainty, and sure hope in the forgiveness Jesus purchased in his holy precious, with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Pray for yourself, for your family, for your friends, and all around, that the good seed of God's word may create and strengthen faith in all of us. Through Christ, your sins are forgiven. In his mercy, God will have a good harvest, and by his grace, we will enjoy that blessed promise of paradise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.